If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is 3 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. Getting interesting now as we get closer to the trade deadline, just 8 days away. Cubs have talked with the Tigers about David Price, and both teams are scouting each other's farm system. Cubs expected to be one of 8 teams, though, vying for Price and his services. MLB.com also says the Cubs are interested in Marlins pitcher Matt Latos. Cubs with the day off before the Phillies come to town. White Sox, though, may trade Jeff Samardzija before the deadline, and if so, today might be his last start as a Southsider. Won't be a trade to the Astros, though, for now. Jerry Krasnick of ESPN says Houston pulled out of trade talks because the White Sox simply took too long to decide a course of action. And so the Astros then turned to Oakland and grabbed pitcher Scott Kazmir for a couple of minor leaguers. White Sox and Indians begin a 4-game set in Cleveland tonight. Emilio Bonifacio placed on the bereavement list. Lurie Garcia gets a call-up from Charlotte for the first time this season. Getaway day, a light schedule this afternoon. They're tied in Detroit at 2 between the Mariners and the Tigers in the top of the ninth. David Price, though, pitching today. 8 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. Tigers fans paying attention. A standing ovation in Detroit as he headed towards the dugout after the 8th inning. In the meantime, the Angels and the Twins just got started. Top of the 2nd there. Heading to the 2nd in Oakland with the A's and the Blue Jays scoreless. And one final this afternoon, the Yankees beating the Orioles, a final of 9-3. Jacoby Ellsbury 3-for-4 today with 4 RBI. Scoreboard update brought to you by Robert Morris University in Illinois Graduate School. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. And visit your local Shelby's and Stella's Place to enter to win a spot in the Golden Ticket Finale, where you could win $20,000 in tickets. Live out your sports dream. Brought to you by Shelby's and Stella's Place, your premium place to play slots and video poker. Your Menards 670 weather forecast for tonight. Clear skies dropping down to an overnight low of 70. And for tomorrow, a little bit warmer. Lots of sun, though. High of 87. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight, 5:30, when the White Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
Spurrier started quoting Attila the Hun.
I'm a big believer in Attila the Hun's book.
You're quoting Attila the Hun?
Who said that?
Attila the Hun.
You're quoting a Hun to me?
They're trying to convince us, and I can't coach anymore, that my age has something to do with it.
I'm not old. I'm just calling a press conference to tell you I'm not old.
I'm cold. There are wolves after me.
The 815 says, does he mean Sun Tzu?
It's like Sun Tzu says.
What?
Sun Tzu, the Chinese prince might have both.
Tzu. Tzu. Sun Tzu, ya.
I don't think Attila the Hun wrote a book.
He wrote it with Dang.
Ed Sherman and Dang.
The Hun List.
What you been got going on?
Yeah, maybe somebody quoted it, but it's not his book.
But he's in that
book. Right.
The 815 says Tim Beckman has just announced he's a big believer in the book written by Jabba the Hutt.
I can say that our academic standards have gone skyrocketing.
Well, there was a caller who suggested maybe he confused the Art of War.
Read Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Every battle is won before it's ever fought. Think about it.
I'll tell you what, Attila, one of the greatest Huns I ever saw.
That was the most successful barbarian ruler I've ever seen.
To this day, he's still the greatest I ever saw.
Covering him was always really fun because he always said a ton of stuff.
Well, something got under his skin. What are you doing now?
Boars and Bernstein.
Oh, Lord.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Yeah, I hope everybody checked that out today. The Steve Spurrier thing, one of the most bizarre press conferences I think you'll ever see.
It was, wasn't it?
I mean, it all from beginning to end. Yes. Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. And basically called to say I'm 70 and I'm not too old. But
because the team doctor says that he's really just 55.
Just 55. And they went to 7-6 last year after winning 11 games, three straight seasons or whatever. So, and then I guess people are negative recruiting saying he's old. And he was calling a press conference to do whatever that was. I'm not sure.
But then the quote, the supposed quote of Attila the Hun was about expecting your enemies to come after you and being prepared for it and not letting it bother you, when indeed everything that he did showed that it was his enemies getting to him and bothering him.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Right?
Yep. I mean, you know, if you're out to prove you're soft in the head, then that's the perfect way to do it. If you're out to prove that, yes, at 70, he's something has happened to him, you did it.
Successfully proved.
You made a case for all those who negatively recruiting against
you. Whoever's negative recruiting, you say, see,
he's talking crazy.
He comes out and he's going to do this, and who knows what he's going to say to you, and you can't trust him because he's weird. And everybody's weighing in on the rice and beans thing, and the 630 is confused. Says, guys, Abreu is Cuban. Cubans eat white rice with black beans. Terry and Dan are idiots. We weren't talking about Abreu.
No.
We were talking about Castro. Yes. Now, the fact is, Castro is Dominican.
Dominican, yeah.
So he doesn't have either of the two that I happen to describe. It's just because I live equidistant from a terrific Puerto Rican restaurant and a really good taco stand, so I can have the Puerto Rican style or I can have the Mexican style. Now, the Dominican, I believe, is arroz con pollo, right?
I don't know.
I don't know Dominican cuisine well, because that's more of a tropical style cuisine. But I think that it's arroz con pollo is their sort of go-to, like the chicken and rice thing.
Whatever it is, adding to some falsehood to what somebody eats. That's not what we're doing. Just pay attention.
Correct.
Do yourself, pay attention. Right. Do yourself a favor.
It had nothing to do with him.
Correct.
But the fact is, rice and beans are good. And I can't predict, because I know if I were Puerto Rican, I would be fat. I don't know if I were Cuban, I would smell like garlic all the time. That would be an issue, too. But I'm not sure. I don't have the Cuban-style beans.
And you wouldn't be funny. We know that.
Oh, because
you would be.
Well, not in the clubhouse, I wouldn't be.
Well,
maybe outside the clubhouse it would be. But according to Hawk, no matter what, I certainly wouldn't be funny in the clubhouse.
I don't know.
Southside, John, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, I know you guys in the Sun-Times have been trying to knock off Theo's crown or whatever.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm making a joke, guys. Calm down.
Okay.
Sun-Times knocking off the crown. You and Terry have been on about it for like the last 3 weeks. Anyways, that's not really my point. My point is just, I think they've done an amazing job rebuilding the Cubs, and I think they're probably a shoo-in to get into the postseason in like the next 5 years and be competitive over that period. My concern arises once they do get into that period. I feel like over the last 5 to 10 years, you've seen a focus on World Series winners having young pitching talent, something that the Cubs have kind of foregone in the Theo rebuild. They seem to be focusing on this younger power hitter. And I worry that by using only free agency pitching to try to get them over that last, hump, that they're going to fall short.
All right, well, then you're really working hard to find something to worry about.
Yeah, you really are, because I don't necessarily true. I mean,
Yeah, they believe in buying pitching for its prime years.
Yeah.
Not necessarily overpaying for bad pitching, but they've told you exactly what their plan is going to be, and if you had an objection to it, you could have objected to it years ago when they explained it to you.
That's what they said they were going to do, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know that that's true. That it's certainly not true in the case of the Cardinals, because the Cardinals are noted for going out and finding an Adam Wainwright and a John Leckie and trades and so forth. They're not just playing with kids in their rotation. Or am I missing something?
And while Madison Bumgarner would be probably the guy you're talking about on the Giants, they had one World Series with older pitchers as well.
They did.
In Hammond, Tremaine is on WSCR.
How's it going, guys? I just wanted to comment about the trade deadline. I believe that they should try to go get a bat to put in the lineup, because our pitching has been doing fairly well. We just haven't been scoring runs. So I believe that if we go get a bat and start to score runs, we can still entertain David Price in the offseason, which I think we have
a
real good chance of getting.
I think they're talking on all those fronts. That's why they're interested in somebody like Ben Zobrist. So I don't really think that that one would preclude the other.
The reason I like Price, thank you for calling, Tremaine. The reason I like Price too is because he gets deeper in games. He's a guy who give you a 7-8. He doesn't mess around and looking for the bullpen after five. He's not looking for help.
Not five and dive, as they say.
Nope, he's not looking for help. He has some bad days like everybody else, but he's not looking for help.
The 219 says, Dan, when you go to your Puerto Rican place, get pasteles, like a party in your mouth. Oh, I've had pasteles. So there's actually something that they have, too, called a pastelillo, which is a deep fried, it's like an empanada, and it's stuffed with a mixture of ground beef and onion.